So let's have some more prayer. Lord, thank you for giving us such abundant and rich words. Thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit. May you continue to lead us in the Spirit. Control us.
供应我们,
supply us.
把问题解答这段时间在交在主的手中,
we trust the question and answer session into your hands.
主啊, 求你亲自回答我们,
Lord, may you answer our questions by yourself.
你的言语与智慧都是何等的有限,
our words and wisdom so limited.
你知道我们弟兄姊妹心中的问题,
you know all the questions we have.
求你借着我们简单的话, 回答他们完整的答案,
use our simple words to give them complete answers.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告,
thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名,
we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
现在我们到昨天晚上收到了八个问题,
until last night, we received 8 questions.
啊, 今天早上好像陆陆续续又收到几个问题,
and this morning, we received a few more.
啊, 我们不一定都能够把所有问题回答到,
we don't think we can answer all the questions completely.
啊, 但是没有回答到的, 我想我们去祷告, 求主亲自给我们解答。
If your questions have not been answered, we can trust that into prayers, and so Lord can answer.
啊, 谢谢伯利兄恩待我, 让我先选题目。
Well, thank the grace by Brother Bourne. He let me choose the questions first.
先回答, 三个简单的问题。
I chose 3 simpler questions.
第一个问题是说, 我们如何分别对神的惧怕和恐惧?
How can we tell the difference of fear of God and being dreadful of God?
怎样来对待?
How we treat that question?
那么我想他这个里面可能是一个意思, 就是说如何分别惧怕和敬畏。
This is the difference between a godly fear and human tremble.
我们简单的说, 这两个, 看起来很相似的东西呢, 其实它的原因和结果都不同的。
I mean, these two things may seem very similar, but the cause, both the cause and the results are very different.
我们之所以对一个人或是一个对象产生惧怕,
usually we start to be fearful of something.
是因为, 对方的言语很厉害,
because the person's words may be very fearful,
性情暴躁,
and very violent,
手段残酷,
and very cruel,
所以我们就产生惧怕,
and we start to fear.
但是呢, 敬畏是不同的,
but a godly fear is different.
像, 在这个, 罗马书第13章里面,
for example, in Romans chapter 13,
在第七节那里这样说,
verse 7,
他说, 凡人所当得的, 就给他。
He says, render therefore to all their due.
我跳到中间的一部分, 当惧怕的惧怕他,
fear to whom fear,
当恭敬的恭敬他,
honor to whom honor.
所以我觉得敬畏呢, 是带着一方面有惧怕, 可是呢, 更是带着更大的恭敬。
Here I think godly fear, although there's an element of fear, but there's a larger portion is honor.
是的, 在这位荣耀伟大的神的面前,
it is true in when we face this great and holy God,
我们是应当有惧怕的,
we need to be fearful,
因为他永远是可敬畏的神,
because he is a fearful God.
旧约以色列百姓, 他们对于神这个可惧怕的一面呢, 他们是非常清楚的。
So Israelites understood that element of fear very well.
但是到了新约时代,
but when it enters into the New Testament age,
主耶稣已经完成了救恩, 为我们死在十字架上,
because Lord Jesus has already accomplished the salvation and died for us on the cross.
可能在我们的心里面,
in our heart,
我们对神的这个该有的惧怕就没有了,
the original fear was already removed.
取而代之的就是我们的随便, 我们对神的事情的轻忽。
But because that right fear was removed, we often slight God's word.
那么这些事情显在哪里呢?
That is manifested often.
譬如说我们聚会, 我们, 时间到了, 但是我们姗姗来迟, 我们里面没有感觉, 我们 一周过一周照样的这样来聚会。
For example, we casually come to meeting and be lately and without fear and become a habit.
我们的心里面不感觉他是那位高高坐在宝座上荣耀的君王。
In our heart, we don't honor him as the king who is above everything.
我们不感觉说聚会就是主召我们来赴他的宴席，他是主人，我们是客人。
We don't feel a meeting is to come to a feast upon the invitation by the king.
我们不晓得他正借着圣灵住在我们的里面。
We don't often realize His Holy Spirit does dwell in our heart.
我们失去了敬畏。
We lose the godly fear.
我们发脾气。我们做一些不该做的事情。
We enter into temper very easily and do things that we shouldn't do.
我们看那些污秽败坏的图画、电影。
We watch filthy movies and images.
我们不怕他就在那里看着我们。
We are not fear of watching eyes of the Lord upon us.
我只是举一些非常浅显的例子。
I just use some very simple, obvious examples.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们要从原来的光景有所突破，我觉得在敬畏上面必须在里边有一个更新。
Brothers and sisters, if we want to break through our old condition, the godly fear is the beginning.
如果我们对他敬畏的话，
if we fear God rightly,
会产生一个非常重大的转变。
It brings out a very good result.
箴言告诉我们说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Proverbs says the fear of God is the beginning of the wisdom.
我们一敬畏他的时候，我们会得智慧。我们在那里求说要有智慧和启示的灵，怎么得着呢？
When we have the right fear of God, we start to receive wisdom. When we often say we ask for the spirit of wisdom, of revelation. If we don't have fear, how can we receive that?
我觉得神的话很清楚。
God's word is clear.
如果我们对他有所敬畏，
if we fear Him,
我们看见他伟大荣耀的工作，
we see the great and a great work by His hand.
我们带着一个恭敬的心来领受，来实行。
With a respectful heart, we come approach Him and receive it.
我想智慧启示的意象会赐给我们的。
Then the vision of the wisdom and revelation will be given to us.
那么我们怎样能够不惧怕呢？
How can we not be fearful?
也是在刚才罗马书第十三章的第三节。
That is also in chapter 13, verse 13.
这里说，做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善，就可得他的称赞。第三节，
verse 13. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be afraid of the authority? Do what is good.And you will have praise from the same.
所以主的话也是很清楚，只要我们愿意照着神的旨意行，我们是不用惧怕的。
The God's word is very clear. If we are walking in His will, we do not need to be afraid of Him.
如果我们心里面还是有惧怕，
if we still have, we are still afraid of Him.
那我们要看看那位在十字架上为我们钉死的主。
We only need to look upon the Lord who is crucified on the cross.
在那里公义和慈爱完全的结合，
where the righteousness and mercy met together.
我们看见那慈爱的主，他一边虽然有公义的审判的要求，可是一边他又为我们做成了一切。
We see the merciful Lord. On the one hand, he is righteous, but on the other hand, he was merciful and he's done everything for us.
那么我们如果看见这幅慈爱的图画，
If we see this merciful image,
我相信会把我们错误观念里面的惧怕除掉。
It would remove our afraidness.
那么另外在约翰一书的第四章里头，
First John chapter 4，
在约翰一书第四章这里告诉我们一个秘诀。
Here tells us a secret.
第十八节说，
Verse 18，
爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全就把惧怕除去。
There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear.
因为惧怕里含着刑罚， 惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
Because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
如果我们愿意听神的话，照着神的话而行。
If we are walking according to his word,
那我们应当去相信这位慈爱的主是如此的乐意亲近我们。
And we believe that this merciful Lord is how willingly he wants to be with us.
让我们一直住在这个爱中。
And we'll be abiding in his love.
我非常感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
啊，从我蒙恩的就开始，我就一直觉得这位神是一个非常爱我的神。
Since the day I was saved, I knew that He is a God who loves us, loves me.
而三十多年的经历呢，也证实他是非常爱我的。
My more than 30 years of experience has proved that He loves me.
所以弟兄姊妹们，对神的爱不要有丝毫的怀疑。
So brothers and sisters, have no doubt of God's love.
那当我们这样来认识他的时候
，When we draw near to him to know him more，
我们就会看见惧怕离开了。
You see the fear is removed。
啊，惧怕会叫人远离神。
The fear often removes us from God。
但是当惧怕离开的时候
，When the fear is removed，
我们会来亲近他。
We'll be drawing near to him。
所以敬畏是会把人引来亲近神。
The godly fear is one draw us to close to him.
好，那这一题我就简单答到这里。
I'll conclude this answer here.
那么第二个题目是说，若我不渴慕神，该怎么办？
The second question, what can I do if I don't have a desire for the Lord?
如果我们到一个医生那里去说，医生啊，我都没有胃口，该怎么办？
If we go to a doctor and say, Doctor, I have no appetite, what do I do?
那么这个传统的医生跟这个自然疗法的医生所给的治法可能很不同。
Traditional doctor and the natural therapist may give you a different answer.
这个传统的医生呢，就可能给你一点胃药啊，让你去可以消化。
Traditional doctor may prescribe a pill to you and help you to digest.
但是这个自然疗法医师呢，他是讲这个全人医治的。
The natural therapist would give you a whole picture.
他要了解一下你的心理如何啊。
He wants to understand how is your psychology.
你是不是常常忧伤啊，恐惧啊。
Are you often in fear and worry?
你是不是常常心情不好啊。
Do you often get into bad mood?
你是不是厌食症啊。
Or you just don't have appetite to eat.
再问问看你的身体是情况如何。
Or the overall physical condition.
然后也问问你的习惯如何。
Or your living habits.
你是不是从小就很挑食呢。
Or you are very picky on your food.
这些都知道了以后。
When the doctor learns all this.
他就给你定一个办法让你去治病。
Who prescribe a complete method for you.
那么今天我们要来解决这个没有爱慕的问题。
And today, if we want to solve this problem of lacking of desire,
也必须从我们的全人去寻找这个答案。
We also need to look at our whole being.
在生命的里面来寻找这个答案。
In our life, we need to seek this answer.
那首先我们要问说，到底我得救了没有？
And first, we need to ask a fundamental question. Am I saved?
我里面有主的生命吗？
Do I have the life of the Lord?
我们天然的人是不会去爱慕主去亲近他的。
Natural man never loves God.
只有重生的这个新人呢，会对主有爱慕。
Only the reborn, the new life, desires him.
如果发现呢还没有重生，就到福音组继续听福音。
If you decided that you really have not been reborn again, you might want to go to the gospel group to listen to gospel again.
如果我们已经得救了
，But if you have already been saved,
但是里面不爱慕
，and still don't have love,
那我们寻找一下原因在哪里
？And then we look to the other diagnosis.
是不是我吃了很多 junk food， 所以呢，我对正餐没有胃口
？Maybe it's because I have eaten too much junk food, so I lost my normal appetite.
我是不是？是这个世界的野味吃太多了。
Maybe I tasted too much in the world.
所以碰到属灵的东西呢，跟我这里面正是很大的这个抵触啊。
And my stomach is really reacting against the rightful food.
弟兄姊妹，我们若是跟世界不分别
，If we are not consecrated from the world.
我们顺着肉体的情欲去享受世界的话
，If we follow our natural lust.To enjoy the world.
那爱慕主是不可能的。
Loving of the Lord, we cannot possibly love the Lord.
那么如果这些我们解决了
，If we solve these problems,
那我们要过一个 正常的聚会生活。
And we start a normal Christian meeting life.
在聚会里面，圣灵有工作。
In the meetings, the Lord's Spirit has His own work.
他会慢慢转变我们里面的胃口。
He changes gradually and give us appetite.
那我们要跟那些倾心爱主的人一同来聚求。
And we'll gather with those who love the Lord.
如果你总是跟那个爱玩的人在一起的话呢，那么这个属灵胃口大概不会很好。
If you're always with friends who are playing outside.And you wouldn't have good appetite.
跟倾心爱主的人一同祷告，一同追求主。
The fellowship with those who have a pure heart and love the Lord and pray with them.
然后我们从简单的亲近主的生活开始来操练。
And we start to exercise this using very simple things.
不要一下子要求很高。
Don't put a very high standard upon you immediately.
要很早起床。
Or things like you would get up very early in the morning.
我一次要一小时亲近主。
Or spend an hour to draw near to God.
可能很快你就失望了。
And very soon you'll be tired.
我们从短的
Start with simple, easier, and short things.
那么让主这样来给我们尝尝主恩的滋味。
So we'll start to taste the goodness of the Lord.
像我们这几天都听到一些美好的见证。
We've heard very good testimonies these days.
很多弟兄姊妹，当他们被难处催到主跟前的时候
，When they were pushed by the difficulties to close to God，
或是看见一些好的榜样，他们爱慕了来到主跟前的时候
，Or they were attracted by some good examples and come to the Lord，
哎，主得给他们尝到这个亲近他真是何等的甘甜。
Either way, God let them taste how sweet the goodness of the Lord is。
主真的会自己吸引我们的。
Lord will attract us and draw us。
就像雅各书里面所说的。
As said in the Song of Songs,
愿你吸引我。
May you attract me.
我们就快跑跟随你。
You draw me, I will follow you.
所以
run after you.
主愿意吸引，但我们需要祷告。
When the Lord draws us, we need to give our prayers.
如果我们这样来稍微操练一下
，When we start these exercises,
我相信会治好我们这个病。
Our illness can be cured.
那么第三个问题是说
Third question,
我们怎么分别是出于自己的努力还是出于主
How do we tell the difference between making our own effort and being it's coming from the Lord
那我的理解是说我们怎么来分辨我们是用自己的能力靠着肉体还是倚靠主靠着恩典
My understanding of this question is it's about the difference between using our own effort to follow in our own flesh or we are following the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
当我们蒙恩得救，稍微有点爱主的心的时候
，After we have been saved, we grow some love of the Lord.
几乎每个人都会经过这个阶段
，And almost everyone goes through this period.
就是要靠自己来讨神的喜欢。
You wanted to use your own effort to please him.
用我们的肉体想要去遵守律法。
We wanted to abide to the law in our own flesh.
所以使徒保罗就问我们一句话。
So Paul asked a question.
他说：“你们难道是这样的无知吗
？”Are you so ignorant?
你们这些靠恩典入门的人
，You those who are saved by grace.
难道要靠律法来成全吗
？You are now trying to accomplish salvation using by law.
但是很奇怪
，Amazingly，
我们的肉体就有这个兴趣。
Strangely, our flesh does have this interest.
所以我们会经历到一个情况。
Therefore, we do go this through this period.
这个问题说，你怎么样分辨是出于我们自己的努力，还是出于主
？So the question is, how do you tell the difference?
那么答案就是说，如果我们有那个保罗在罗马第七章的那个哀叹的时候
，The answer is, if we do have that sigh.Paul had in Romans chapter 7.
那就表示，那我们正在用自己的力量。
That means that we are relying on our own effort.
那保罗说，我真是苦啊。
Paul said, woe is me.
谁能救我做脱离这取死的身体呢
？How who can save me from this deadly body?
所以如果我们靠自己的时候。
If we are relying on ourselves,
会进入这样的光景。
We will enter into the situation.
那么举个简单的例子。
Give you an example.
比如说我们要忍耐。
For example, we are taught to be patient.
有人一直给我们难处。
And but somebody gives our difficulties constantly.
我们应当忍耐。
And we wanted to be patient.
那么这个忍耐到后来呢，血压变得很高。
But when the patience drags along, our blood pressure goes up.
忽然有一天呢，脾气爆炸。
And when come to one day, you erupt.
以前什么时候都更厉害。
And you are even worse than before.
弄出胃病来。
And you develop stomach problems.
那这个可能是一个信号，就是我们在用自己去忍耐了。
That is a signal that you are relying on your own flesh.
那如果是依靠主的恩典呢？
But if you rely on the grace of the Lord,
你会得着喜乐和平安。
You will have peace and joy.
虽然那个难处并没有离开。
Even though the difficulty is still there.
但是那个结果是完全不同。
But the result is completely different.
所以我们应当从罗马书的第七章进到第八章。
So we must go continue from chapter 7 of Romans to chapter 8.
脱离了罪和死的律。
And being separated from the law of death and sin.
我们进入到生命圣灵的律里面。
And enter into the law of the spirit of life.
孙立兄刚才那场信息正好跟我们解答这个问题。
The message we just heard this morning answers this question.
所以我就交通停在这里。
So I'll stop my fellowship.
把时间交给伯利兄。
I'll give the rest of time to Brother Bohr.
大部分的问题都是written in English.
大部分的问题都是用英文写出来。
So I will try to share in English.
所以我试着还是用英文回答。
I have few questions here.
我这里有几个问题。
How can I ward off Satan's attacks?
我如何能够躲开消除仇敌撒旦的攻击？
I feel the spiritual war. I feel weak, trapped in warfare. What do I do when I can't have God come into my rescue?
我常常感觉属灵的征战，我感觉非常软弱。我如何能够呼求让神进来帮助我？
I think, according to the salvation our Lord has provided and given to us.
我觉得根据主给我们的救恩。
He's always ready to our rescue.
他时刻都是预备好要来帮助我们的。
But subjectively,
但是从我们的主观经历上
，sometimes because of our own consciousness,
有时候由于我们自己的感觉
，we were so trapped by ourselves.
我们常常陷在自我里边。
So our faith cannot see that God is with us and He's, rescuing us.
我们的信心里，我没法看得见神实在是跟我们在一起。
So I think this question is very real.
我觉得这个
experience.
我觉得这个问题在我们的经历里面是非常真实的。
Sometimes, the enemy accuses us in our conscience.
有的时候，仇敌在我们的良心里边控告我们。
Not only accuse us, but also condemns us.
不仅仅控告，而且他定罪。
And so we feel so weak.
因着这个缘故，我们非常软弱。
And we were caught in our self-consciousness.
我们把在我们的自我意识里边被陷在里面。
I don't know how many, young Christians.
我不知道这里有多少年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Have this kind of experience.
他们有过这样的经历。
As a matter of fact, a lot of, experienced Christians still has to fight.For his own self-consciousness.
实际上，对于即便是许多有经验的基督徒，他们还是要在他们的良心里边要进行这个征战。
So not only we do need to know what Jesus has already done for us.
不仅仅我们需要知道主已经为我们所做的。
That is, he not only died for our sins.
这个事实就是他不仅仅为我们的罪死了。
But also he has already triumphant over the enemy.
并且他已经战胜仇敌。
On the cross.
他在十字架上战胜仇敌。
So that's the position, the place we should stand.
那这个位置是我们应该所在的位置。
And if we know this, and we need to exercise our faith.
如果我们知道这个，我们就需要操练我们的信心。
So praise is a good thing.
赞美主
to ward off the attacks.
赞美，对神的赞美是用来对付这种攻击的其中一个有用的方法。
We can sing hymns in praise.
我们可以唱诗歌来赞美神。
And we can just in prayer, we give thanks and praise Him.
我们可以在祷告中把感谢和赞美献给神。
In doing so, we can hide in Christ.
在这样做的时候，我们就藏身在基督里。
You know, in Second Chronicle,
在
in chapter 20 of Chronicles,
在历代志第二章，
历代志下第二十
章，历代志下第二十章。
When the enemy came to attack the kingdom of Judah.
When enemies came to, 当仇敌来攻击犹大国的时候
，and King Jehoshaphat was fear. He was filled with fear.
约沙法王他非常惧怕。
But the prophet advised him.
先知呢告诉王说
，and you can collect all the priests and all the people come.To sing praises unto Jehovah.
说你把民都招来，让我们在一起来赞美耶和华。
Brothers and sisters, God gave us an easy way and a weapon everyone can use.
神给了我们一个非常简单可用的工具，每个人都可以用。
So in our daily life, we learn to give thanks and praises unto Him.
所以在我们每天的生活里边，我们学会怎么样。
That can deliver us from self-examining and looking on ourselves, and can deliver us from self-consciousness.
这个可以把我们成天分析我们自己，在我们生活在我们自我感觉里边解放出来。
And also help us to turn our eyes upon Him.
帮助我们把目光转向基督。
Then we will experience the security of hiding in.Our Lord Jesus.
这样我们才能体会到藏身在基督里边的安全。
He is our fortress.
他是我们的堡垒。
And he is our high tower that we can raise above.
他是我们的高台。
The attack of the enemy.
他是我们的高台，我们可以上去超越仇敌。
If we can do it, by ourselves.
如果我们可以自己做的话。
If we cannot.
如果我们真的不能自己做
，We are so weak and so feeble.
如果我们软弱到一个地步，没法。
And then come to seek for the help of brothers.
那你应该来到寻求的弟兄姊妹中间寻求帮助。
Come to the assembly.
来到聚会中。
In meetings.
来到聚会中。
And find someone is trustworthy you can share with him.
找到一些你觉得可以信得过的弟兄和姊妹。
And ask them to help you in prayer.
让他在祷告中帮助你。
I remember one time I was, I was assigned to do some, song leading.
我记得有一个时间我被给的任务是去带诗歌。
I was totally, unprepared.
我根本就没有预备好。
And I was caught by my own self-consciousness.
我在我的自我意识里边就出不来。
And the more I'm nervous for anxious for that assignment,
我越去想这个要做的事。
The deeper I was caught into this, this self-consciousness,
我就在自我的意识里边陷得越深。
And I couldn't do lift myself up, even with my exercising my willpower to trust in the Lord.
这种光景下，我几乎是使劲的。去操练我对神的信心，我还是出不来。
But fortunately, my condition was recognized by my roommate.
有幸的是，我那个光景，当时我的同事弟兄他看出来了。
And he asked me, "Can I pray together with you?"
这位弟兄就说，我们能不能一起来祷告
？So we spent about half hour.
所以我们在一起花了半小时。
We kneel down before the Lord.
我们跪下来花了半小时祷告。
And we just tell the Lord, I tell the Lord, Lord, I'm fearful.
我就简单告诉神说，主啊，我很害怕。
Lord, I don't know what to do.
我实在不知道该怎么办。
I cannot drag myself out of this self-consciousness.
我没法把我自己从我自我的感觉里边拉出来。
And I just offer up my prayer and also we praise the Lord.
我就把我自己交在祷告里边交给主，我们同时赞美主。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
the Spirit of the Lord,
神的灵
is the spirit of power.
神的灵是有能力的灵
and also spirit of love
是爱的灵
and also the spirit of sound mind
是一个健全心智的灵
then the attack of the enemy is ward off
这在神的灵面前仇敌的攻击就消失了
then there's another question
还有一个问题
Maybe one of the question was lost.
可能有一个问题丢掉了。
In drawing near to the Lord,
在亲近神的时候
is there different levels as we grow in this life?
在我们属灵生命成长的过程中，是不是有不同的阶段呢
？And how do I know?I'm closer, getting closer to the Lord.
我怎么知道我今天比昨天更亲近一些主呢？
I think, in Brother Sun's message,
我觉得在孙立雄的信息里边，
that yesterday morning's message,
昨天早晨的信息，
talking about the river flow out from the house of God.
那里讲到。河从圣殿流出来。
And at first, the water is only to the ankle.
一开始水只到踝子骨。
And then to the knee.
然后就到膝盖。
And then to the waist.
然后就到腰部。
And then the water just flows, carries that whole person.
然后水流就把人一起走。
That's a vivid description of different levels in.The fellowship in drawing near to the Lord and enjoy this life.
这个是一个非常好的一个图画，描写出我们与神亲近的不同的阶段。
As we first start to exercise to draw ourselves near to the Lord,
当我们开始来亲近主的时候
，we may feel the Lord is good, but Sometimes afterwards, it doesn't sustain.
我们一开始觉得神是好，但是好像不能持久。
But gradually, you will be brought into the presence of the Lord whole day, continuously.
但是逐渐你会进到一个阶段，你发现神的同在是每时每刻都有。
And whenever you turn to Him, He is always there.
每当你转向他的时候，他总是在那里。
But Brothers and sisters, this need to be exercised in our daily living.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情需要在生活里面操练。
So when we were young, we were introduced to a writing by Brother Lawrence.
我年轻的时候曾经被介绍去读劳伦斯弟兄的书。
That book called Practicing the Presence of the Lord.
这本书就要操练神的同在。
That's what we direct our heart to the Lord.
这是我们把我们的心导向神。
I'll just share just little. There is different levels.
简单说，就的确是有不同的阶段。
And these levels. Also signifies the growth of our spiritual life.
这些其实在表征着我们属灵生命的成长。
But sometimes if there's a special event, the hand of our Lord is upon us.
那有的时候有些特殊的事件会发生，神的手会在我们身上。
We will have a very close walk with the Lord.
那时候我们就会真的与神很靠近，与他同行。
That is the Lord give us some uplift.
那是神把我们拉出来，举起来。
So to draw us to attract our attention to Him.
真的是把我们吸引过去，靠近他。
If we enter into that kind of experience, We ask the Lord. We respond with a longing heart before Him.
一旦我们有这样的经历，我们心中就更加渴慕神。
And so, in fellowshipping with the Lord, in reading the Word, in prayer, and in learning the lesson of follow the Holy Spirit.
所以在与神的交通里边，在读他的话语里边，在我们的祷告里边，
学习，
我们都学习来靠亲近他，
跟随圣灵，
学习跟随圣灵。
Brothers and sisters, then you will know
这样你就开始知道。
You are getting closer to the Lord.
你就是在越来越亲近神。
And there are a few questions concerning family life.
还有几个有关家庭生活的问题。
Here, how can a family come to know the Lord together if a family member, for example, father or mother, is not a believer?
这里一个问题是说，如果家里边有一个人，比方说或是父亲或者母亲，他并不信神，那一个家庭怎么能够来一起来把这个主把家庭带到神面前
？Another question: How can a family member encourage the rest of their family to come to know the Lord better?
另一个问题是在家里边如何去鼓励家里其他的成员去更多认识神
？What can parents do specifically?
具体来讲，那父母如何做呢？如何行
？What can children do specifically to lead the family to the Lord?
孩子们又如何行，能够让家能带领家庭来亲近神？
If as a child in the family,
那如果家里有孩子
，we believe in the Lord and we really enjoy the life of the Lord.
如果你家里的孩子，你相信神
，yet our parents are not believers.
但是你的父母不是信神的。
So it's a great opportunity for us to testify the Lord to our parents.
对我们来讲，这是向着我们的父母见证我们的神的好机会。
So not through our word,
不是通过我们要讲的话
，but through our conduct in our family living,
而是我们在家庭生活中的行为。
I oftentimes, I heard, parents came to testify.Give testimony for their children.
常常我听到父母来见证他们儿女在家庭里边生活。
Because one of their child was baptized into the Lord.
因为他们其中一个孩子受浸了。
And afterwards, the conduct of that child at home is totally different.
在那以后，这个孩子在家庭生活里边的行为就完全不一样。
There's no need for parents to nag on that child.
好像父母再不需要成天跟他啰嗦。
But that child becomes so self-motivated.
孩子变成有自我约束、自我动机。
And when he converses with his parents, the attitude changes.
当他跟父母说话的时候，他的态度也不一样。
Brothers and sisters, that's a very practical way for minors to.Testify the Lord for their to their children to their parents.
弟兄姊妹，这样是年轻人向着他们父母做见证的非常好的方法。
Just like First Peter,
就像在彼得前书
3:15,
第三章十五节。
Peter's
彼得前书三章十五节。
Forgive me. Peter says, but sanctify the Lord, the Christ in your hearts.
只要心里尊主基督为圣。
And be always prepared to give an answer.To everyone that asks you to give an account of the hope that is in you.
有人问你，你们心中盼望的缘由，就有常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
Besides this, we also pray for our family member.
除了这个，我们可以为我们的父母祷告。
And for another question,
另外一个问题。
How can we encourage our family member, come to know the Lord better?
我们如何鼓励我们家里其他的成员来更多认识神呢
？If If you are the head of the house,
如果你是家里的主人，一家之主，
then we can ask the whole family have a family worship time or fellowship time.
你就可以带领全家来有全家一起敬拜的生活。
I remember one time I was staying with a family.
我记得有一段时间我跟一个家庭住在一起。
And on Sunday evening, there's no church meetings.
在主日晚上没有聚集的时候。
But the father told me, will you join us tonight?
但这家人的父亲就告诉我说，今晚上你能跟我们在一起吗？
I asked, join what?
我说一起做什么？
He said, our family worship time.
我们一起家庭敬拜的时间。
And that night after dinner,
在那天晚上吃过晚饭以后，
the father called all his children.
那父亲就把所有的孩子招聚在一起。
With the mother.
跟母亲在一起。
They have a very sweet family conversation.
他们就有一个非常甜蜜的家庭对话。
They read one chapter, book of Jonah.
他们读了约拿书。
And the children first start to relate what they have read.
孩子们就开始有关他们所读的跟他们生活有关的分享。
And so we have fellowship and discussion.
所以我们就一起有交通。
And afterwards, everyone prayed.
And 随后每个人都祷告。
By doing so,
那在这样做的时候，
week after week,
一周接一周，
you will see the transformation in the whole family.
你就看到圣灵在变化这个家庭。
Little by little.
一点一点。
So that's my suggestion.
这是我的建议。
And then two more questions.
还有两个问题。
We know Christianity is a way of life, love, relationship with Jesus, our God.
我们知道，基督教是一个爱的信仰，是有关家庭生活的，是有关与主关系的。
How do we help others to see and understand this? And its relevance to everyday life.
我们如何帮助我们周边的人认识到信仰是和他们的生活有关的？
When they don't see or understand it,
当他们还不明白这个时候，
we do, they don't.
我们明白，他们不明白。
Especially young people and children.
尤其是对孩子们来讲。
And the second question,
第二个问题，
how do we make the scripture relevant to everyday life?
我们如何让神的话语与我们每天的生活相关呢？
When the particular passage seems difficult to apply,
当有一段的经文好像与我们的生活很难用到我们生活里边。
Some examples could be the genealogy passages,
比方说那些关于家谱的片段，
or the fulfilled sacrificial laws,
像那些献祭的律法。
This applies especially to teaching our children.
对我这些问题好像对我们教育孩子有关。
It's a living faith.
是一个活的信心。
And a pity to cloud that with seemingly dead teaching.
很可惜，常常让死教训就把它遮住了。
Which appears so because its application is very unclear or impossible the way it's presented.
有的时候显得非常困难，甚至几乎不可能，因为这些事实是用这样的方式被呈现出来的。
I think the messages we heard from Brother Sun in this whole retreat,
我觉得孙德雄的信息在整个这几堂里边
points to the answer to all these questions.
已经在指向这些。
The answer is the life of our Lord Jesus.
这个答案是基督自己的生命。
For the young people, children, the minor in our midst.
我向着我们里边的年轻人来讲。
Yes, indeed, it's very important for us to teach them the knowledge of the Bible.
我说实在对我们孩子来讲，是教育他们关于圣经的知识是很重要的。
But knowledge cannot give life.
但是知识并不能给人生命。
We need to pay attention if they are really being born again, that is, receive Jesus as their life.
我们实在是要非常仔细，要判断我们的孩子是不是已经得救了。
Oftentimes, I see parents are so eager to push their children to be baptized.
有的时候，我看见父母急切想让孩子受浸。
Because their same age peers Someone has been baptized.
因为他们的同龄人中有些人已经受浸了。
And we don't want our children to be left behind.
所以我们不想让我们的孩子被落单。
So we urge them, push them.
所以我们就催促他们。
That's good to do.
这个是这样做也好。
But more importantly,
但是更重要的是
we need to lead them to touch life.
我们需要引导他们来摸到生
命。And only the Holy Spirit can do that work.
只有圣灵可以做这件事。
So we need to pray for them.
我们需要为他们祷告。
And also in our own family life,
在我们自己的家庭生活里面
we live out that life, not our natural personality, but that life of Christ through our own conduct.
我们把基督的生命活出来，而不是我们原来的老旧生命。
In doing so,
在这样做的时候
when we read the scriptures,
当我们来读神的话的时候
if there's something hard to understand or hard to read,
如果有些片段是非常难读的时候
we will just read it, but don't try to apply it immediately.
我们就只读它，不要试着去好像要应用它。
The genealogy,
比方说，家谱。
We cannot recite it by heart, and we don't force our children to do it.
如果我们自己也不能背诵的话，我们就没法去要求我们的儿女们去背诵。
We know only the opened word, that is, find the entrance of the word that is.Applicable to us.
只有那打开的话才
解开的话
解开的话才与我们的生活有关。
Only the word is opened, is unloosed, is the entrance is point to us, then we can enter into the reality of it.
只有向着话那个门已经被打开了，而且话已经解开了，我们才可以使用。
So if that word is not true in parents' life,We don't force our children to apply it.
如果那些话在我们做父母的身上还没有验证，我们没法要求我们的儿女。
How much we need to ask the Spirit of Truth to help us?
我们就只能要求圣灵来帮助。
If we draw near to the Lord,
如果我们来亲近神
，and we are fully immersed in this new life,
我们把我们的生命沉浸在这个新生命里边。
Brothers and sisters, then everything will be living.
那每件事情都是活的。
Even the word is a living word.
神的话就变成生命的话。
Sometimes even a child may experience that before parents.
有的时候可能年轻人反倒在成人父母之前先体验。
And we give thanks to God for that.
如果这样的话，我们就把感谢和赞美献给神。
I think there's a question for Brother Sun, so I will leave the time.
我觉得应该有一个问题是给松内兄的。
我想时间已经到了。
I think the time is up already.
好，我这里一个简单的问题。
I've got a simple question.
好，我想我不需要一个钟头。
I don't think I'll need an hour.
他这里说以西结书三章十七节，人子啊，我立你做以色列家守望的人，所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。这个他们应该是指以色列家的人，也是今天的有蒙恩得救的儿女。如果呢我的同事是不信的人，做了明显不合神心意的事，如撒谎啊，同性恋啊等等，我应不应该警戒他呢？
Here's a question in Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 17 says, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel.Therefore, hear a word from my mouth, and give them warning from me. Hear them refers to Israel. In the New Testament, may refer to believers. What do I do if a colleague or somebody I know who is not Christian yet has done something that is not according to God's law? For example, lying, homosexual. Should I warn the person?
我想这个可能是昨天的问题啊。
I think this may be a question from yesterday.
今天早上我已经回答了。
I already answered the question today.
那就是圣灵叫你说你就说，圣灵没叫你说你就不要说。
It's the following the guidance of the Holy Spirit. If the Spirit lets you warn, you do. If the Spirit doesn't, he doesn't.